WFAN.
Welcome, everybody. Brady Bowman with you on this Thursday morning, filling in for Kathy Dawes, who's, as Mitch has said, off on vacation enjoying Sturgis. We're all jealous of that, by the way. But 906, and I'm here with Colonel John Lawrence of Fort Riley. And Colonel, welcome.
Well, thank you, Brady. I appreciate the opportunity to address the listeners.
All right. Well, it's always busy at Fort Riley. There's always stuff going on. And this summer and coming up here in just a week or two, a lot's going on, but a lot of fun, cool stuff.
Yeah, we are this year, of course, celebrating Victory Week. We do that every year. However, this year is especially special just because it is the 100th anniversary of the 1st Infantry Division. And with that, we are no hold bars. We are going all out on this one. Basically, it's a way we celebrate the 1st Infantry Division and its storied history. And it's an opportunity for our soldiers, families, and the community members throughout the Flint Hills to share in a variety of events and also our military traditions. For our soldiers alone, it serves to build morale and esprit de corps through a number of sporting competitions and things of that nature, culminating in the Commander's Cup being awarded to that battalion, that brigade that scores the highest in those roles. But most of all, it gives us an opportunity to honor the legacy of the 1st Infantry Division, both the former and current soldiers, family members, and remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their nation.
And I've covered that a couple of times. I think I've checked it out for Manhattan Broadcasting. When I was at the newspaper, I checked it out a couple of times. And, oh, a very fun atmosphere and a lot of different activities that go into the Commander's Cup trophy. I mean, just a wide range. Can you kind of go over some of those different activities that they go through?
Well, for the Commander's Cup, we've got every sporting event going on, from volleyball to softball to flag football, track and field events, various events that will basically be culminating towards the end and be awarded the Commander's Cup for the most wins.
It's like a little mini Olympics, really, in a lot of ways.
Pretty much it is.
And talking about Victory Fest, so you always have Victory Week every year, but Victory Fest, this is something a little different.
Victory Fest is. It is one of the events we got going on during Victory Week. We'll start off Victory Week on the August 18th when we do a 100th year monument dedication. And then Victory Fest is on the 19th, that's Saturday. Victory Fest is one of our hugest events on Fort Riley and the first time that we have opened it up to the public so they can share in commemorating the 100th year of the 1st Infantry Division. Victory Fest is going to be held on Marshall Airfield. So if you're attending Victory Fest, you'll come in off of I-70 through Henry Gate. And the great thing about it is this year, you do not have to go to the Visitor Control Center. You can come directly onto post with your ticket for Victory Fest and a photo ID. That could be a student ID. That can be a driver's license. But they will be admitted straight on and parked, and you can start enjoying the festivities at about 10 a.m. And we are really, really excited about this because it's going to include a car show, music throughout the day, four different nationally recognized bands, Lit, All-American Rejects, Charlie Daniels Band, and then Eli Young Band. And then we've got six additional bands, local bands, that we'll be playing on our secondary stage. Throughout the day, there's food, there's drink opportunities, there's military displays, and then as we go forward into the night and after the Eli Young Band as our culminating act, we will have a huge fireworks display.
Brady Bowman here with Colonel John Lawrence of Fort Riley. Any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Colonel, looking at that and talking about the Victory Fest event, especially the way that it is one of the biggest public events I think you guys probably ever had on post, how important was it for you guys to celebrate the 100th and to do it in such a public way? Like a lot of places can maybe just do an internal sort of celebration, but it seems like involving the public was a real big focus for this.
Well, as the oldest division in the United States Army, we actually began talking about the 100th year anniversary back in September of last year. And we have gone across the United States celebrating the 100th year anniversary. So including the public in that is a key aspect of what we do. Because in the Flint Hills region alone, we have so much support at Fort Riley and for the 1st Infantry Division. We wanted to make them part of the team.
And that's a good way to do it, especially with those bands of food, everything you mentioned. And forgive me if you did go over this. I just zoned out for a second. But on tickets for Victory Fest, what does public need to know for that?
Well, on the tickets, we've got several different options. First of all, you can go to www.victoryfest2017.com and buy your tickets online. However, we have several opportunities in the local region to buy tickets directly. Some of those include today at Freddy's Frozen Custard in Junction City from 11 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Walmart from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock in Junction City, and in Manhattan tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tubby's in Aggieville. Tomorrow, we'll be selling tickets at Cox Brothers Barbecue in Manhattan from 5 to 7. Now, just a note, for a limited time only, and during these events we're selling off-post, some of those tickets will be discounted slightly, so you can get your best deals if you go out. We also have Float Your Boat in Junction City that will be selling tickets at, and Saturday, August 12th at 5 to 7 at Powercat Sports Grill in Manhattan. Again, with that, you also get a promo card for a free fried green beans appetizer.
There you go.
So we're basically want to include all the students, all the members of Manhattan, all the members of Junction City, Flint Hills region. We want everybody to come out and celebrate with us.
And when you're talking about that band lineup, who was a part of that as far as making those decisions really a good solid lineup, and for people of all different genres, you're covering a lot of different music genres in that lineup.
Well, what we've done is we went through Army Entertainment, and we worked through them, but we also worked with the personnel that put on the concert here in Manhattan. They gave us a lot of advice in terms of what we wanted to look at, what different bands we wanted to go with that would be appealing to all masses. So therefore, we went with both country and rock, and then we brought in some of our local bands to include reggae. We've got the 1st Infantry Division Band, the Brady Weston Band, Tanner Dirks Band, Lucas Matty Band, Bootleg Mercy, and Tim Stratham Band. Now, that is to get pretty much a musical, I don't know what you'd call it.
A la carte, maybe.
A la carte.
There you go.
So you can pretty much pick and choose, and then say you want to just come see Charlie Daniels Band. They're going to be playing from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on the main stage. You can just come for that event. You don't have to stay from 10 till 11 p.m. at night, but you can come see the band you want to see. And we're advertising those times, so if you want to come spend the day with your family and then take the kids home and then come back for a certain concert, you can come and come right back into the event.
And Charlie Daniels Band, there's a lot of bands out there that obviously are very affectionate towards the military, but Charlie Daniels, that's a man very affectionate about the Army, the military, just overall.
Oh, very much so. We were so excited that he agreed to come play Fort Riley. He'll be playing at the Kansas State Fair, what I'm told, that same time period. But he's going to come down and make a special appearance for us, and we really appreciate him coming out.
Have you ever seen him?
I have not seen him. I have seen a lot of bands while I was deployed through the USO. But he was one I really wanted to see, and when they told me we could get him, I was just very, very excited.
I saw him when I'm from Winfield, Kansas,
okay,
where I grew up, and they tried a little country music festival for a few summers it didn't last too long, but one of those years they did have Charlie Daniels there. This was about 10 years ago. And I mean, he was an older guy then too, but I was just blown away by just how electric he is and his enthusiasm. He did not seem like, I don't know how old he would have been then, but he seemed like he was just a 20-year-old guy up there. And, you know, and Devil Went Down to Georgia when he's talking about the rosin off the bow. He ain't joking. You can see it. You can see that coming up. I mean, I thought his violin was going to catch on fire there for a second.
Well, but
that's going to be a show.
Yeah, we're just really, really happy. And the other thing we're really happy about is that this will be the first time in 2.5 years we will have almost the entire division back to Fort Riley. That is a huge thing for us. Now, that's not going to last long. We're going to be sending 2nd Brigade out here in a few months. But right now, we've got the entire division back minus one battalion. And we'll move forward with it and continue to be partners with the Flint Hills region.
That is great timing on that. Mitch, did you have something you wanted to?
I just wanted to let you guys know, Charlie Daniels, he is now 80 years old.
Wow.
So he's still going strong.
Right. So when I saw him, he's still 70. So
yeah, but he is still rocking it.
Very much so. Mitch, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour, and we'll come back and we'll talk more with Colonel John Lawrence of Fort Riley right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.